Welcome.
Thank you.
And let me apologize. Last week, we had a very, very, very important conversation. We were looking at the mental health of men. So what could be impacting or challenging the mental health of your man? And we had Anne Klebo and Dr. Bedu here. And we promised our audience that we were bringing a second leg to that conversation today. But unfortunately, the doc is not around. And so we have postponed the conversation. We will have it in good time. But look, it was a very, I don't know if you were able to listen in. Oh, it was really very insightful. And look, people were very happy with us, that Home Affairs. But if we focus on the men sometimes, we'll do a bit more. And today too, we have a men's squad. So you guys should know.
Father's Day, Darum.
Next week, right, we will have an all-women show, but they will be talking about the men. So we'll have the reverse of this conversation with the men. If they also have, you know, two, three women, men, in, I mean, they want to choose from, what would they be looking out for? So we'll have that conversation. So the month of June, actually, we're focusing and dedicating, to having men's conversation. We actually started from last week, yes. So you're welcome.
Thank you again.
Shall we get into it already? Where do we start from? On Facebook yesterday, I read some comments. Almost everybody who commented on our official page, Joy FM, they said, attitude, character, respect. Attitude, character, respect. And like that was running through the comments. Kobe, you are smiling. Are they wrong?
They left one major ingredient.
Which is food.
Neither is it sex.
Okay.
A man's worst nightmare
is which one?
Is to know that another man visited his website to browse.
Okay, all right. So that is one. That is important. So
it is non-negotiable.
A woman who is faithful.
So right? Fidelity is number one on any man's list.
Great. Okay, so let's start the conversation. I mean, Kofi, you want to add anything to that before we get into it, really?
Oh, yeah. I think it's important to look at also what drives the man or what their motivations are.
Exactly.
Some people are driven by how they've been socialized. Maybe through family, growing up, they've been taught what kind of women to look for, what kind of women to avoid. Or maybe the women they've seen around in their home, their uncles, girlfriends, their uncles' wives, their sisters, how they carry themselves. These things influence people when it comes to making choices in relationships. Okay. And then I think if additionally, maybe their education, their religious affiliations, these actually motivate or drive people to gravitate
towards
one person or the other. Yeah. And then also, some people are just moved by sight, what they see, physical attraction. Some people like curvaceous women, others like them slim, for whatever reason. That's what moves them or that's what drives them. And then you also have personal values. Mm. Some people care a lot about morals and certain things that may be important to them, such as kindness, hard work and things like that. So it comes down to what drives someone when it comes to making these choices. But then again, yes, when it comes to making the actual choices, there's so many things people look out for. Mm. Physical attraction is a big deal for men. You know, a lot of people are moved by what they see. So
no, men are creatures of sight.
Yeah. So
so sight will do the work of attraction. Mm-hmm. But it is your character and the values and all those other things that will get you to stay.
We'll get in there.
Some people would also say that they like intelligent women. They are not just looking at what they see, but what kind of conversation can I have with you? What can we talk about? Mm. Some people even think as far as what kind of children are we going to bring forth? Because obviously they think that if you are not smart now, maybe our children
may not be as smart. Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
the children inherit your DNA.
Yeah.
So if your genes are not strong or your genes are weak in that area, then most likely the children are going to pick that.
And then sometimes, so timing may be a very important factor. proximity. Maybe some people just spend a lot of time together, or they happen to be in a particular space at a particular time. For some people, it could just well be a rebound or whatever. They provided someone a shoulder to carry on, and so on and so forth. So it is not everybody that is very logical and intentional when it comes to making choices, as far as our choice of women are concerned.
Great. PG.
Right. I think that, yes, I share, you know, greatly the points shared by Kofi. I was going to touch on most of them. And so, you know, I greatly share. But there was one thing that he just said, you know, picking from his last word, timing. But I want to look at time in terms of the place where a man is at the time he is looking for a partner.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, I always tell people, I'm in my mid-40s now, I will choose peace any day.
Very important.
Over anything.
Mm. Yeah.
Peace.
Peace of mind.
Because, and I think that probably it was one of the drivers at the time I was making the choice, you know. Anybody who knows my wife will tell you, she's very phlegmatic, you know, very laid back, no, you know, so for me, peace matters. Because I don't thrive in chaos.
Yeah.
You understand? And then again, so there is that. And then there are those who make certain choices because at the time they were making those choices, you know, they were in a particular financial situation. They were in a particular social situation. Let me not say financial, but social situation, which means that, you know, it could be financial, it could be whatever.
Yeah.
Certain women were attractive and were appealing because they fitted in the reality that they found themselves in. So a lot of men sometimes, you know, at the time they were making that choice, they were probably climbing up the social ladder. And so they made a choice, like Kofi said. And sometimes there isn't much thought in that decision. He's well ready to marry. He's 30 years. You know, my salary is this. I'm in this position. I want to go here and everything. Charlie, you know what? Let me just settle with this woman.
Yes.
Because that woman that he's settling with, you know, comes with a certain level of financial responsibility that he thinks he can comfortably afford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certain level of humility, which means that it allows him social mobility and allows him to move around in order to chase his dream without a woman, you know, controlling him. And a few other things. And
Social class.
And such a woman most likely won't also come from a very powerful family. And so that also gives him some leverage, you know, that in his own little financial whatever, I'm not going into a house where people are going to stress me. So he makes very basic rudimentary
monkeys
decisions.
Monkeys play by size.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And then see, the thing is that...
And then he jumps on it. So he realizes that as such a person, such a man is climbing up the social ladder, he stays in women, keeps changing, which explains why most of our big people, people who started from way back, now most of them don't flaunt their wives again. You see them in social gatherings and they are just there with either, you know, other people or they are just there alone. You understand? Because suddenly it's dawned on them that where I wanted to go at the time I was making a choice, I did not make it a factor. I made the choice in the moment, at the time, not tagging or pairing my choice to where I want to be. But then again, there's also an existential truth. If you are not there, now a lot of women will tell you that
exactly.
So a lot of the men are also there. Actually
you might want it, but they won't choose you because you don't have it what it takes to give the bone straight.
Exactly. You understand? So it's not a very simple, straight to the point thing. You know, sometimes there are some conditions that are originating from the men. And sometimes there are some situations that exist in the market, whether you like it or not, you know, you can't help it. He also touched on something that I think is also very a key point. That's religious affiliation. You know, it's one of the things that we downplay. But religion plays a strong role in our choice of partners. Like the mere fact that I saw the woman in church is good enough for us.
Now,
we don't care what she was doing in church.
Even denominational differences.
Exactly. Because it goes down to doctrines.
Yeah. And doctrines, that's the point I was coming to.
Behavior.
Doctrines shape your values.
Exactly. Doctrines shape your values. So, and that's something I always say in counseling. You understand? Like, if you pick, there are some churches, you know, there are some teachings they will never teach in the open church. They will never teach in the open church. So, you pick people in that demographic, especially women in those demographic, and there is a higher than average level of morality within them.
Yeah.
If you consolidate women, I don't want to mention any church's name, but if you consolidate women in that church, you find that you are likely to find a lot of them who are those who are not married in their 30s, mid-30s, getting close to 40s, and they will tell you, I've not been with any man.
Yeah.
Now, because for them, the morals have been put in them.
Please advertise, so, advertise those churches so that the men can go there. Because now say we are struggling in the market.
I beg. So, you know.
We are struggling in the market. No, but, so if there's a church, please say it so that we go there.
You want a church in which they would stay married for a long time?
No.
Well, there is that as well.
Yes.
You see, there is that as well, because what it also means is that while you are establishing these values and making it strong, we also find ourselves in a time and a generation where most men like to have these experiences before they go to the next level of committing, which then means that most women sometimes are forced to also open up. But actually, sometimes it's not the women being forced. They themselves also want to have that experience. So in the situation where the woman is not willing to have the experience and the guy wants it, but because of the woman's block, it cannot be held, most of the time, the men move on. So naturally, there's also the higher rate of them mostly going into mid-30s before they settle.
But you see,
Because of that moral block. But it takes a lot for people to finally decide that, well, this is the person I want. You know, this is the person I want. It's multifaceted. And yes, it will come from different backgrounds, including individual values.
Then again, there's the element of why men settle or marry.
Right.
Men marry for stability.
Okay, before we get into that, please hold it. I just want to touch on something PG mentioned. Some time ago, it was the talk on social media about men wanting peace of mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you say a man wants, and I hear every man says it.
Yes,
as we get older.
When I am married, I want a woman who will create that haven for me, that peace of mind for me. What do men mean when they say they want peace of mind? Because for some women, it is a man saying that I want you to shut up and take my every nonsense and not snag or complain about it. And so for as long as you're doing, yes, sir, yes, please, not complaining, not asking questions, and he is able to do just what he wants to do, he has peace of mind. Is that it? Because we know that it is part of the peace of mind that they are asking for.
So, really, from the onset, most men would not ask for peace of mind when we're getting married. But over time, as we get older, then we realize the importance of having a peaceful home, you know, because then as we get
Kofi,
through...
Kofi, what is a peaceful home?
Welcome home to a nagging wife where there are always problems, there's always drama. Because after a hard day's work, you want to go home and be able to unwind and have a safe haven, a safe place to just relax and regroup and come back the next day to
and feel loved,
of course, you know. And so when men are going through what we term as a midlife crisis, and at some point they haven't achieved all they wish they would have achieved in life, and they're looking at their friends, and you know, sometimes they feel like they've been left behind, they want that peace of mind to be able to think and plan for the future. They're looking at their responsibilities at home, the financial responsibilities, school fees, there's rent, trying to put up a house and all of it, and things are not going as expected. The last thing they want is drama in the house.
Okay, let me ask again, because this, I'm happy that you guys have brought it up, and I want us to drill it down a little bit. So I am not sure, or are there women who will just get up and decide that I want to be dramatic in my home? Nothing has happened. I am creating trouble. There's nothing. The moment you come back from work, I am giving it to
Adam. No, we don't have perfect. We don't have perfect families.
Great.
That is an existential truth we need to put out there.
Yeah.
Now, conflict is a concomitance of social interactions.
Inevitable.
So long as two people live together, there will be conflict.
Yes.
So conflict comes. Conflict is basically differences in opinion.
True.
You were raised differently, I was raised differently. I see the world, you know, when it tilted like this, what I see is purple. According to you, you see it as blue because of where you are standing in relation to the lights, to the color. You know, so many weird things can bring about differences. And out of that, you know, things sometimes get heated. Adam, what makes one woman dramatic over the other is your ability to hold yourself. And it's not just a woman thing, it's a human thing. Yeah. Your ability to hold yourself, have meaningful conversation without escalating, be able to communicate without confrontation, be able to pass on the information kindly, gently. Mm-hmm. Oh, babe, well, your friend is saying the school fees. Yes, I can. We say see slim say in tia yum pacho. Then yeah. As opposed to no castle could just school fees zungo chai. When is a school for an Afri? When is a school for an Afri? You know what I mean?
So that's what we mean.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know how we even talk. You know, and I like where Kofi picked it from. Charlie. Okay. You started life thinking that you're on a comfortable lead.
Exactly.
You know, the curve was good.
Yeah.
And then you put your kids in all these good schools. Mm-hmm. Charlie, things are not moving as fast as you want.
Yeah.
The economy is some way. Yeah. Fine. You know, exchange rate is some way. So whatever dollar, whatever you were paying, now it's gone like three times. Mm-hmm. And your income is not matching.
It's not matching.
You are under extreme stress.
Yeah.
Now you have to decide what to do with your house. You have to decide what to do with your car. Mm-hmm. You have to decide what to do with the kids. Mm-hmm. You have to decide on so many things. Mm-hmm. You've also created a certain life. Mm-hmm. For them.
Yeah.
And then you go to work and you come back home. And then while you are sitting there trying to share processes,
taking plans,
then your wife is talking about a trip to babe, the trip that we said we wanted to go to Dubai. No. And what was the last
when
time
you
we
buy me
what was the last time we didn't even see us do proper groceries?
And you see, I always
so
like
that, that naturally gets people off. Yeah. Like, what is this? Like, you know, can't
like
you
like you're not being reasonable?
Exactly. Can you be a little bit reasonable? Can you read the
weather?
Read the room.
Read the weather.
See,
and you see, you always have these situations.
Okay.
You backtrack, rewind. If you go and check why the person married,
right,
and why the person married you, you would always get it from there.
Mm.
Because you see, a woman who married for love and chose you for the human being that you are, and not for the provision that you are, or the status you have, or there would not be considerate. Mm. So when they come, it's about an agenda. What I am coming for.
Amassing.
If it looks like you were this, you had this status when I came, you gave me this life. Now things have gone south, and you are bringing me down. My friends are going to laugh at me.
Exactly.
People are going to look at me this way. Why should my children downgrade from GIS to a Catholic school or something? And they just can't take that change that has happened. And it is the reality of your life. And have you heard the phrase, me man hon tone daji sa waya diame pe?
Why you want to kill the person?
They do that all the time.
They will hound you.
Yeah.
I see.
So above five per
this
now
is
yama
where
start.
I think my husband should open a school.
Above five per
but
yama start is shishino.
And because I'm going home.
When he's going home, he will be okay in a good mood till he gets to a particular junction. Then the mood will change. So the strategy then is he gets to that place, he stops by the blue kiosk, then he gets some thoughts.
To go and face Madame
Mahon. Oh, you're fine. Would be facing be an two things. I say, if I have a better help you, and I say, what the man I and your friend, my fair mercy. No one must feel busy. Now,
what
the
home is
this? But Adam, you see, what also happens in this is that once you know the fight, the quarrels, the drama, it doesn't start one day and it doesn't just blow out of proportion one day. It starts gradually. But you see, as we always say, men can't do a lot of multitasking. You know, men are not very qualitative when it comes to, you know, a lot of things. Men are very quantitative. You know, 1+1 equal to 2, you know, pretty straight to the point. You understand? Women make a lot of nuanced decisions. So when it begins to get to a guy, his default position is to avoid coming home. Yes, withdraw. So that's like Kwabena is saying. So now I close from work. I want to stay a bit in the office before I come home. You know, because I want to avoid a confrontation.
Yeah.
Because if I'm put on the spot, I have two things. Either I ignore her or sometimes I may react.
Tell her off.
Exactly. And sometimes most men don't want to be caught in there. Ignoring means that you are losing your sense of power. You understand? Confrontation means that you are also acting cowardly, as some people might want to take such attacks to me. You understand? So sometimes a man is like, you know what, Charlie, let me just dog this. So then sometimes they stay in the office and then they pick on extra work, or they go to the pub, or they close from work, they look for friends.
Last week they said they call it unhealthy coping.
Uh-huh. So you know, they do all of these things. Mm. But guess where it gets bad? As the women are seeing that, they are now reading negative meanings into that.
There's another woman.
So the woman might think that, is a guy trying to escalate the thing. I will show you pepper more. Mm. So then the woman takes it a notch higher. Then the guy also escalates by withdrawing further. But you see, withdrawing this time also goes into ordinary conversations.
Yeah.
So I'm not talking to you again. Mm-hmm. I'm not. A conversation breaks down into on the need-to-know basis, transactional
basis. Now you two are being dramatic.
Well, no, but that's what is happening.
Everybody is creating drama.
Yes, exactly. But the guy is not,
it's an action and a reaction.
Exactly. And the guy is not crying and throwing a pity party. He's dressing well. And probably at some point in time, he tells himself, I'm not going to let this thing get to me. So he begins to ignore it, look good, come home feeling like everything is fine. Now the woman is thinking you are having an affair. Do you understand? So it becomes one thing. And as the guy is reacting, it is triggering another response in the woman. And so before you know, communication breaks down.
Okay, yeah.
And then when you sit down and you get to the bottom of it, you realize that it was nothing.
Okay. So and what I'm realizing, yes, Kofi, before you come in, I want us to put a few things into perspective. So I am getting it that if you need to choose a woman as a man, the choice starts with you, the man.
Mm. What can you handle?
Yes, because then you guys have talked about you knowing who you are and where you want to get to.
Exactly.
So you don't end up making decisions in the moment.
Yeah.
So to a point PG made, there's nothing wrong in choosing a woman from your social strata.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that is what you are and that's what you can afford. Reality is that, especially in this part of the world, most likely a woman from a higher strata will never give you space. So you have to choose. But if you know you are an ambitious person, choleric in nature, you want to rise up to this level by this time, look for someone in that social structure who has capacity
to
expand and grow with you.
Adam, yes, I think one thing that we also need to touch on is emotional intelligence in a person. And it doesn't have to be only on the woman's side.
Yeah.
But some people simply don't know how to handle their emotions. They don't know how to handle confrontation. Yeah. They don't know how to... Basically, it's like, this is how I feel, and so I'm acting up in a certain way. You know, so it may not, in those instances, it may not be that they are bad people. You know, the wife may not be a bad person per se, but they simply don't know how to handle their emotions.
Yep.
And so they may come across as a witch. They want to just bring me down. They want to, but they just need help. Some people need help.
Great. Yep. So we've ticked that one. And then we've looked at the general things that, you know, will be looked at. You're looking at respect, attitude, character, fidelity, what drives, you know, that woman. The men are looking at all of these. They are looking at education, depending on where you are in life. Mm-hmm. Your religious affiliations are important. They're looking at, you know, physical attraction, because that's what will even draw the person to you in the first place before you start looking at all of these. Mm-hmm. If it is in your place to find an intelligent woman, now I think the men, they throw those words about loosely. I want a smart and an intelligent woman. They are not able to what they mean. You're considering the children you would want to have tomorrow.
Yes.
And this
reminds
me, my father-in-law, his soul, rest in peace. Remember, he was telling my husband that small, same price, big.
Why go for small?
This was my father-in-law. He's so resting. You know, then you're looking at your children because, I mean, their looks may matter to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their smartness may matter to you.
Absolutely.
And all of these are in your genes and your DNA. So you're looking at all of these generally.
Yeah.
Then we're talking about timing. We talked a lot about timing. Where are you now? Is this woman what you need? And you clarified right now. Are they willing to even grow with you as you're coming up, you know, and all that? And I thought that it would be important. Or is it early to start even considering what their love languages are? Because all of these things will matter eventually, you know. And somebody talked about, could the person even be on a rebound?
Yeah,
that will inform their choices and the way they are looking at things as well. Then we talked about the big one, which is the peace of mind.
Yeah.
And I went asking questions. So what I gather from this peace of mind is that we agree that conflicts are inevitable.
Yes. Right.
I mean, and me, I do a lot of like teaching on conflicts, you know, because you conflict with yourself.
Yeah.
Most of the time, no, it's not every time, my bosses may be listening. Quite often, if I come to work late, it's because there's a huge conflict on what to wear. Mm. So even yourself as an individual, you have very conflicting moments with yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
How much more living with somebody who's come from somewhere, you two from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, you never knew each other until you probably met at some restaurant.
Yeah. Yep.
Or met at a meeting B.
Or you were introduced.
Met at church.
Yep.
Then you were introduced. And now you're trying to align the 25 years you have lived to the 25 years this person has lived. You are now coming to align them together. Certainly, there will be conflict.
Mm.
So on the thing of peace of mind, I pick it that, first of all, we all have to understand that conflicts are inevitable.
Right.
They will come.
Mm-hmm.
But it is how you approach it that will bring the peace of mind. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm trying to learn. I have my notebook and my pen. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the woman will be upset about something. You will be upset about something. But in those moments when tempers are high, how are you dealing with it? Are you concerned about winning that argument or concerned about maintaining the sanity in the relationship, and that is what men would usually tie peace of mind to. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Then I wanted to ask, but Kofi first, I want to ask questions like, okay, I don't know where you guys want us to learn this from, but few questions I have, like, okay, so you've considered all of these, and again, there are like three women who, you know, you are counselors, so I'm sure you will take sex out and say that there are three women you are using your head to study, not using your physical self to go and get attached, and then your judgment is clouded. So you are a very focused human being, right? And most of them will tick some of these things for you according to your values, because I'm not sure you are saying that these things should be it for everybody.
Yeah.
If you don't care about a woman who has been to the university and you're sure that that is your truth, is your truth.
Yes, absolutely.
If somebody cares about it, that is their truth, you know. So depending on where you are, you want to pick respect and define it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see what if the amongst these three people.
Yeah, what
who,
do you mean?
Who takes, you want to pick education, and then define it for yourself and what you would like to have in the person. So all of these things are just pointers that you, the individual at home, will have to define for yourself. After you have done all of these, and you probably still have three people, Charlie, all of them, you are looking at them. They are also looking at you some way. But then, what eventually will be those things that will make a man decide that, look, Akosua is good, Ikuya is good, Ya is good, but I really, the deal breakers, I think that it will be this person. And remember that when you're making that decision, it means that you are also committing to make it work through and through. You're not leaving the work on the person. So when we get to that point, then you let me know like what the deal breakers really are, if we satisfy all of these. I also want to find out what will make a man develop cold feet. We're going good. We're going strong. Then all of a sudden, the person is not, you're not seeing them well. This is from the woman, right? And then they can end up dragging the relationship 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and you are still dating the person and you are not sure what is really happening, you know, to it. They're not asking you to go. You are not asking to go. We are there. We don't know what is happening next. What pushes relationships to those stages from a man's perspective? Yes, those ones to start with. But Kofi, you wanted to make a point.
Yeah, I wanted to say that we also need to situate our conversation in a particular context. You know, there's a whole new generation out there who don't care or they don't even want to know all these things that we're talking about.
But that's why they have all the problems in the world.
I've met so many young people who are in relationships, and then you ask, what does he do? I don't know. Where does he live? I don't know.
And yes, you're in a relationship, you want to marry the person.
No, I've counseled a couple before, and I asked the lady, the gentleman, do you know where she wants to be in 10 years? He didn't have a clue.
That one, you've gone
and far. I asked the lady, where do you want to be in 10 years? She said, I want to be a lawyer. And I asked him, do you know this? He said, no.
Ah, okay.
And I said, okay, so what do you talk about? So it depends on what the priority of the person is at that time. If he's looking for a woman to be in his house to clean, cook, have sex and all that, those conversations won't
come up. They don't come up, okay.
Yeah.
But if he's thinking deeper and more strategic, then you have a lot of these variables.
And I think that is what this conversation is supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think ultimately it comes down to how that woman makes the man feel. And I'm not just basing it on emotions, mm-hmm. but how you make me feel in terms of checking certain boxes.
Are we talking about the deal breakers now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, whether it is respect, whether it is your acts of kindness or acts of service or whatever you do, how does it make me feel? You know, because for some people, even if it's just about physical attraction, how do you make me feel when I go out with you? And I'm getting fans and everybody is looking at you and wants to know who you are and so on and so forth. So it comes down to that innate feeling about, you know, a sense of fulfillment because I'm with you.
Some of the deal breakers may not even be about the person. So you meet in Accra.
The external influence.
You hang out a bit. Then one day you decide to travel to the village. You go and see where she's coming from. You see the home, the kind of family. You see the way they talk. I, on one occasion, witnessed a situation
this
where...
This is really after you have considered all the things we have talked about.
And yeah. You think the person is still an okay person for you.
Exactly.
But now you realize that if I have children with this woman, mm-hmm. my children are going to be part of this family and this home.
Mm.
Now you look at the home and you look at their language, for example, how they talk.
Mm.
Now you go into a home and if you grew up where I grew up, in the heart of where the action is, in Accra.
Yeah, yes.
Where abache, then you know that, do I really want my children to grow up in this environment? Because you see, what you shouldn't forget is that you marry into a family. And you can't marry a woman and not say the family should not visit you or your children cannot visit them. So you begin to ask yourself that, this person is okay, but this kind of socialization
is
there.
Is that a big deal? Because you're creating your own nuclear family with this person.
It is a big deal. If the man is deep enough, it will influence his decision not to go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, I saw there's an instance where the family is a very open one.
Why? People can't come out of families and create their own world and realities.
No, there are some things, it forms who you are.
But you've been
and you can't take it out.
Person, you've been with this person. So we are not talking about a person you have just met.
Mm-hmm.
You've been with this person. That's how come we talked about...
Wait till they get into their comfort zone. After they marry, you see, it'll come. Okay. Some people can pretend. So you get into a family and there's this instance where it's a very open family. They sit and talk and joke and all those things. Then at one instance, the person looks at the father and said, "Where Jimmy Powell?"
Oh.
Yeah. It is normal talk. And you ask yourself, in my house, you are not allowed to insult anybody. Mm-hmm. But this is how they are socialized.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person knows how you are, the person can put up and pretend. But once you marry and you settle down, the person will get into his elements.
Mm-hmm.
All those things will come up. The siblings and family and all that will come. Your children will go and visit and spend time with them, holidays. They'll pick up all these things. What do you do? So you have to think about all these things, actually.
Wow.
Talking about, how people develop cold feet, sometimes it's how they handle money.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, it was all lovey-dovey. We're going out, hanging out, going out on dates. And then all of a sudden, I realized that I can't trust you with money. Or you have a very bad money management habit. Mm. You know, you just spend by heart. I'm going to start thinking that if I marry this woman, I'm never going to make it in life.
And that's what didn't draw.
Yeah,
it's a major one.
Mm.
I mean, Adam, there are a lot of things that will make a person develop cold feet. Mm-hmm. You know, like you have rightly said. I mean, you know, it could be lies, it could be money, It could be infidelity.
Yeah.
It could be stories that don't check.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, you were telling me.
You're not adding up.
Yes. You don't add up. Yeah. You know, when we met, you told me this. Yes. This. And I've been living with this story. But I look like, this story didn't check.
There was this other guy.
This cousin of yours. This cousin is too available.
This cousin is two cousins.
You don't know the cousin's mother.
The cousin is two cousins.
You know, so. And there are those ones. But I also think that there is. Another front or theater that has opened in the battle of relationship that most of the time we don't address. That is sometimes people come to date you with an expiry date in their mind.
Mm-hmm. Which one is that?
No, they didn't come for the long haul.
Yeah.
I will take you to where with my family. We'll check the wedding dresses, the rings, we'll look out for all of them. But I just want to sleep with you and then move on.
Yeah.
So you, the woman in your mind, all of this and it's on a comfortable lead. Mm-hmm. The guy's taking you to the family, taking you to the village, taking you to go and see his project. So you are just releasing that, losing up. Now, no, so he does that, he builds confidence. At some point in time, he needs some money to invest in some business. So you two are giving the money and then everything. It's all scam.
Yeah.
It's, and I'm not talking about foreign scam. Yeah. I'm talking about local.
Hold on, let me ask.
Yes.
So this is a guy who set out like that.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like you did anything.
No, you didn't.
It happens both ways.
Yes.
Yes.
It happens both ways. Yes.
No, so I want us to take it one after the other. Yes. Because this new one is new.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, it's been there for long.
It's there.
So the person actually can, a man can actually set out that I will. So if you say he has.
Okay, Mamin Chomuye.
Is it that he has been wanting this one or the woman has been playing hard to get reason you can go to all this length knowing that you're not taking
the it's not, no, it's not about the woman.
It's not about the woman.
No, yeah. It's not about the woman. It has never been about any of the victims.
Okay.
No, it's about him and what he wants.
Yeah. Let me explain to you.
There is plenty of fish. Why would you want to just catch that big group of fish and then just get to have to eat it for a task? What can be eating redfish today? Tomorrow.
So this guy obviously hasn't made up his mind to settle.
No. But he has all the trimmings that will make a woman be attracted.
Eligible.
To him. Yes, he's an eligible bachelor. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he drives a good car. He lives well.
He has a good job.
He speaks well. He's that type of guy. When you introduce your family,
he's a catch.
You understand?
He's a nonsense guy.
Exactly. Yeah. And you see, most often you find out that it's also a factor of when they actualized. Mm-hmm. For most people,
they never settle down.
Well, sometimes they do, but that's after they've, golfed a bit and, they painted the city red a bit. Mm. Most of them start from, a hard place.
Mm.
So they start seeing real money when they are in their 30s.
Mm.
And then that's not the time, after I've seen the life and the money, that's when you want me to settle down. No, when I was hustling in my 20s and everything, no woman will even look at me twice. Now look at me. When I enter the room, like everybody's looking at me. So why don't I just take it to the next level? And you can't date one person for 2 years. And then
the players perfect the game of playing.
His tagline for his life should be time no day. Every day you are talking about, we have a meeting, Charlie, we for do them now, time no day. Everything time no day.
Yeah. Now those players, what they've done, they do is that they perfect the art of playing. Mm-hmm. They know what women want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So obetimi say.
Ah, but that is wickedness.
Oh. Yes. Well, like all forms of scam.
To them, it is being plain smart.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So he can have a suitcase full of cloth and all those things you use to marry a woman.
Yeah.
Then he starts dating you. He knows that what you are interested in is marriage.
And then somebody has an engagement ring in his Range Rover, right?
Every time you see somebody in this
our car here. Now you just be moving around with you, pick you twice, thrice, one time in the middle of the road, like for dramatic reason, he just parks his car, pull his, brake, just pull an engagement ring out. Mm-hmm. And then Charlie, what else is there again? The next moment, Charlie, action is going on. He has you, and after a while, he just gives you some little drama and then moves on with his life.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
You get to keep the ring.
The girls also decide that...
No, he's taking the ring back. He's dumping you.
The girls also decide that this guy, I'm not going to marry him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But between this period and this period, I have to get this and that from him.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they would come home on weekends, cook, clean, show you everything that makes them look like the perfect woman to marry.
So you both are lying to
them. Then you relax. Then you start with the demands in a very onion direct, no wasosi, very subtle, and be telling the problems and how they have to fix them. And if you are the kind of man who is empathetic and kind,
yes,
you bite the bait, then you start dishing out. No chi, or chi, I know do level no or person who na or who say at this point you are becoming too attached. Ansha or titin who a bed there. Ghost
give you one gram and ghost
so
you.
So those people too are there. But yeah, this is there. So let me find out seriously for a woman who is with this kind of man, and you think that is going good. Apparently, at the back of their minds, they're just into play and go away.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can see to tell you that this guy is just a playboy?
Unfortunately, it will be very difficult.
Hey.
Because they love bomb you. They love bomb you. And sometimes, I mean, who doesn't want to be love bombed? I mean, that love bomb is like the experience that you find in romantic comedies and, you know, in movies and in Mills and Boons or,
Mills and Boons,
or Sweet Valley, whatever.
So
exactly. You know, that's so when somebody's doing it, you'll be in the office. Like, how many times do people receive flowers? Yeah, and if you are receiving flowers like once a week, I mean, that's like intense, right?
Yeah.
And then you'll be there and it's a food basket. I mean, you're just like, how much of it will you eat? But the food basket, once it comes, you know that it becomes a colleague business. Then colleagues start mounting pressure on you, Charlie. Where this one is coming from, Charlie, don't let it go. The man is good.
Yeah.
And so then naturally it comes. You know, sometimes you just be there and then just like a surprise gets away. Adam, you know, how many women can actually survive under this? It's only when you decide that, listen, I need to see beyond the smoke screen to start asking deep questions. You know, start having hard conversations. But then again, this is where it gets murkier. Nobody wants to rock the boat. Charlie, that thing need to be. Just keep quiet and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Especially for women who are also not coming from a place where they are comfortable and they are successful or they've seen money before. So these things don't, you know, like their fathers have loved them. They come from a place where they are loved, they are cared for. So you can't use these things to whatever. You know, so immediately if the woman is not from that place, then these things become very overwhelming. And so you don't want that dream to end. So you also keep indulging it. You keep indulging it until you wake up one day and boom, it was all
ended. That even then, when you begin to see the signs, you always find yourself trying to justify, apologize, and want to be there. Oh, but this is really very painful.
And but that's what
one
is
way
to
catch but that's what all to we are
suspicious
going to
is when there's a lot of secrecy.
Yeah.
When they tell you, oh, I'm not close to my family. They don't want to introduce you to anybody from their family.
Well,
they only introduce you to their boys, their drinking buddies, and nobody else. So you don't really know much about them.
Yeah. They're very
invasive.
A lot
of their past is a mystery.
Yeah.
You don't know where they're coming from. You don't know what school they went to, and you don't even know what work they do. I think these things, and there's a lot of unpredictability. I mean, there are times you cannot call me and I'm on a trip somewhere and they don't tell you, they don't give you all the details. I think that's when you should start wondering whether this person is real.
You see, 1+1 is always 2. Anytime your 1+1 gives you 3, don't sleep. Me, I don't sleep. And I'm analytical like that. So as soon as it doesn't add up, I'm like, no way.
So my
Adam is confused.
I am actually, especially on this one. Then I am wondering. So, what? I mean, not for you to answer now. Just thoughts. We may find answers to them later. What should we even start telling our young ones, our daughters, girls? What to really also look out for when it comes to men, because then it looks like a lot of them are out there just to toy with your heart and dump it. And like PG said, that if the person is not coming from a background where they have known love, attention, and all that, you see a guy who does these things for you and you think the person is an answered prayer.
Yeah.
And you're going all out. Maybe you're not sleeping with them, but your heart is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And your emotions, you're so invested and you're planning the future with them. Mm-hmm. When in actual fact, they're just not bombing you.
Actually,
no, it is scary for me.
Yeah. Now, it is. We used to think that it is men or the boys who are bad like bad, that. But now we are realizing that the girls are even badder.
Well, I don't even want us to talk about that aspect because now we're focusing on the men.
On the men.
Yeah. You know, we're focusing on the men. Otherwise, conversation is a baby.
But this is about men. So the men are falling prey to such bad girls. Yeah. The men are falling prey to such bad girls. So the girl is now coming with an idea that, you know what, I
so
need to keep...
So how do you also identify that girl?
One same of it is exact same thing. See, the girl is dating five men.
Yeah.
This one is for rent.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah. This one is for hair. This one is for this. That's what is happening now.
I'm wondering, like, how do you know like that?
When as soon as she keeps telling you,
you're old school,
this weekend I'm not available. I have to go to my hometown because my auntie is dead. You better call the auntie and find out because only big man because
you haven't been introduced to the auntie.
So then you ask which auntie and some makers and mommy, sister, uncle, brother, niyayiri.
Or sometimes
don't worry, I will call you.
The person sometimes can be too long. My phone fell and it went off.
Okay.
So it is just this Monday that a friend of mine gave me their
That means they're trying to get you to buy them a phone.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, by the weekend it will be off.
Now I want to talk about two things and then we'll zoom into the conclusion of this conversation, because then you see the way the conversation is going, it is looking like marriage is now a risk taking.
Oh yes,
huge risk.
It is you taking a risk, because you can, I mean, the person can appear as an angel, you could tick all these boxes and do everything and it still could go south, because you, of course, you can go into their minds, you can really go into their hearts, and somebody could actually imagine that you're married to somebody and after God knows how many years, the woman you have loved and flaunted all these years, you realize that all the three children you have with the person
are not yours.
Are not yours.
So like this week we've had two situations like that.
I know. Yeah. So it is a very big risk. So the final leg of the conversation is me asking, okay, now, so should we accept it as a risk and you hope that after doing all of these things, when you go in, it works? Or there must be, or there can be some level of preparedness that can make it like 80%, 90% doable. But ahead of that, one thing I have also realized now is the age thing. You know, when we were growing up, it was such that the man must always be older than the woman. But now it looks like that is not an issue anymore. And I mean, I was actually scared the day my son told me that, oh, he doesn't mind marrying a woman who's older than
I think it's a fantasy. Most young boys at some point in time 12 or 11
or younger than that. I asked why. I said, oh, so that she can be mommy. I said, oh.
And that's how many kids fall in love with their female teachers.
Their female teachers and their mother's friends.
Yeah, and their mother's friends.
No, they have plenty. I have one in Kofi's house.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? So I want to find out from you, men here. I mean, does age really still matter? But Kofi, you want to say something?
I think I wanted to touch on the impact of social media on relationships these days.
Mm.
You know, social media connects people and doesn't allow people to actually get to know who they are becoming or interacting with. So it's all these fluffy messages and inbox, and we get to know each other and we like each other. We spend a lot of time chatting and all. And then before we know, we're in love. And by the time we actually meet, there's so much that we're ready to do without taking the time to get to know these people. So I think social media is making
really
a lot of these things.
Yes.
And so you think you know somebody, but you really don't.
It's
a whole new life that they're presenting on social media that makes you think that
you live the whole relationship on social media.
And Adam, to add to that, you know, because most relationships now are just text based. You know, most relationships are now being built through text or chat. You know, the emotional, it's not deep. You know, because text is emotionally neutral. Mm-hmm. You understand? So you cannot communicate a lot of emotions through text unless you actually verbalize it or you actually type it out. Mm-hmm. But it's very difficult for you to be missing. So a lot of relationships are developing, mm-hmm. but they don't have that deep emotional connection. Mm-hmm. You understand? So it makes it very, very transactional. Yeah. And so sometimes you can see a couple. You go out to the mall or you go to the open spaces. Mm-hmm. You see a couple sitting there. They are out to have fun, mm-hmm. but everybody's on their phone. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody is distracted. You understand? So that's just that. But to your question, is there something that can be done?
I want us to talk about the age thing first.
Okay. So I feel that in essence, ordinarily there wouldn't have been any problem with the age. But you see, women generally, our culture has been positioned or set up in such a way that women are forced to mature faster, mm-hmm. you know, by just the very fact of the way they are raised. You know, so they learn a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So by the time a woman is like 30 years, you know, she is probably dealing with, if you pick a man who should have the same level of development on the average, mm-hmm. you said such a man will probably be like 37 mm-hmm. or 35. Mm-hmm. You understand? But that level of development, that depth, that gravitas would have been developed by a woman who is probably at 30 mm-hmm. because of the pressure to, you know, to grow, to develop. Yeah. I mean, your mother, if you oversleep, your mother's insult is, I pity the man who marry you. If your dress is dirty or something is torn in your dress, you didn't even see that the hem is loose.
Put it this way, women get streetwise earlier.
Mm. When? Yes. Smarter. Yes.
Because by 14, 15, when they develop the adipose and the breast and all those things, men start making advances. Now, they learn the skill of having to sift all the advances for which ones to choose and which ones not to choose. At that time, a boy's interest is in playing football and doing other things. Mm-hmm. So by the time the girl gets to 25, she's far experienced when it comes to men compared to a boy. Mm. So women mature faster. And there's usually a gap of between 5 and 8 years between them if they are supposed to be of the same age. So it is normally not advisable to be of the same age
as the woman. Okay.
As the woman.
I really wanted Kobe to finish the
PG.
Yeah. PG. Sorry.
Yes. So, you know, when you pick that age gap, I mean, okay, so I lost my train of thought. Let me come back to it again. Okay, so yes, so normally the woman would develop, you know, pretty faster. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So even on the same age, you see a significant level of development or in terms of a higher level of critical thinking mm-hmm. and, you know, ability to, when I say critical thinking, let me get it clear here. I don't mean on a general cognitive level, mm-hmm. but in terms of when it comes to everyday life experiences, especially, yes, as it applies to the house. Mm-hmm. Let me put it that way so I don't create any controversy out there. You know, so you find out that the woman is more mature. So can you imagine if this time around they are not even on the same level, but rather it's actually the other way around. The woman is naturally already mature, even if they were on the same age level. Yeah. Now you're about 5 years older than the guy. So one, again, chances are that, all things being equal, the woman is potentially also self-actualized more than the guy. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm saying that all things being equal, mm-hmm. unless we are looking at a situation where the guy might be 30 years but has a lot of money, mm-hmm. and the woman is like maybe 37 years but it's nothing. Mm-hmm. But if you pick a woman who is like equally maybe like 37 years and is wealthy, doing well, there is an age gap and a maturity problem that a guy has to deal with. Mm-hmm. Now, there is also a woman who is financially stronger than you. So there is a lot of direct control and perceived control, mm-hmm. you see.
From that, the woman.
Yes, yes, direct control, because sometimes she might just lose her patience and just call you to order. You understand? Because in terms of maturity, you are frustrating her. Don't forget that she might probably be in a space where most of the men she interacts with, they are older than you. Mm-hmm. So she's used to men thinking on a certain level.
Exactly.
She's used to men behaving in a certain way. But you are 30 years. It's not your fault that you don't have the social experience. You haven't gotten there yet. Mm-hmm. You know, but then you've tied yourself to her. So there are times where she might forget herself that she's dealing with a 30-year-old man and expect something like from a 45-year-old man. And so you might not be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So then that direct control might be there out of frustration. Then there is a perceived control. Sometimes she's not controlling you. She's just telling you things for what it is. But because most of the time when she starts thinking, it's like a superior argument. Mm-hmm. She's able to... Sometimes you begin to feel that, are you trying to control me? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to...
And you said, I don't have brains.
I don't have brains. Yes, yeah. But that's actually what is happening. You understand? So then, before you know, you end up start talking to girls who are your age mates or younger than you. Now you realize that there is a woman who treats you like a baby, but there's control. Now you are dealing with a younger woman who treats you like a baby, but then you are in control. And you are the one who is probably taking the money from a big woman to give to the small girl. And so you feel comfortable, but you are the big woman. But usually, it doesn't go far. Okay. And when it leads to marriage, you find a significant frustration, especially with the guy, in terms of
self-esteem issue,
how he sees himself. Mm-hmm. So there's always a younger girl in the picture.
Then your ego will come to play.
Exactly. Or the woman has to beat herself down to come low just for the guy to feel good.
Mm.
Especially for women who really want to keep it. And I mean, it's an issue. We know so many women.
PJ, let me find out. So what would you advise?
I never, ever advise women to date younger guys ever. Okay. I don't. I don't.
To the point I was going to, women are socialized to look up to their men.
Exactly.
That is why they like the men in power, the big men, and all that. They always need, they can't respect you if they can't look up to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, unless it's a relationship that both of you agree that it is just touch and go. So there's no long-term commitment. No, as for that, age doesn't matter.
So very often, find a 37-year-old woman settling with a 30-year-old man, most likely she looked at the guy's physiology.
Yeah.
So his build and everything is such that it doesn't show he's a small boy.
Yeah.
So he likes like muscular, handsome, blah, blah, blah. Member who be fe. Those kind of things. Mm. Then the next one.
Terrible experience with people her age and decides that, you know what, even if he's younger, it's okay.
And sometimes too, on the face value, these young guys are able to make very mature, overwhelmingly beautiful arguments. And so they're like, oh, he's young, but he's mature. I get that. He's young, but he's mature. Wait, just give him a real life experience. And that's why he's still at the maturity.
He has perfected the act of taking her to cloud nine and back.
Exactly.
So all she's thinking about is how good he makes me feel in the room. But it is always short-lived.
Would you advise?
No way.
Kofi, how about you?
I think it depends on the individuals and their maturity levels. We should not always look at maturity in terms of age. Yeah. There are people who are 30 and they behave like 15. They're 15. There are people who are 15 and they behave like,
So
it depends on the individuals. However, as far as taking into consideration your compatibility levels, you need to know what to expect if you're getting married to a certain or a person of a particular age. If this person is much, much older, maybe they would want to control me. At some point, they may be jealous of my friends because, you know, they are not doing social media and I'm on social media all the time.
Exactly.
Or, you know, some people are just simply looking for...
The gap should not be wide.
Yeah, the gap should not
be wide. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
They should not be wide.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Normally, should it be more than 3 years if the woman is old?
Because at the point where you are now, you're still in your prime, this guy is going through midlife crisis and thinking about retirement and what am I going to do when I retire and where... You know, and you are now thinking about actually building your life.
Yeah.
So when the gap is too wide, that's what. Okay. However, we should also remember that there are women out there who are looking for father figures in the marriage. Some people were either too close to their fathers or they never had a father figure in their lives. So they're not looking for a husband per se. They want
somebody to father them.
And so they are very comfortable being with a man who is 20, 30 years their senior.
Great.
But you see, then it becomes a problem for the man, because if you are 20 years senior, 30 years senior, remember that biologically, as a man, you build testosterone at an increasing rate up to the age of 30. From 30 onwards, you start building your testosterone at a decreasing rate, and you are losing 1% every year. So by 40, you've left 10% of your virility. So if the gap is so wide, how will you be able to satisfy that woman when you are in your 60s and 70s, when she's still in her 40s? Or
that's an area problem.
That's a big area problem.
conversation has really been very insightful. So in the face of all these uncertainties, I'm sure there are lots of people who are saying that, Charlie, make we just know my, because yeah, what's the point?
When they talk about,
but these are you know, men, married, counselors, have experiences, right?